Well, it's just past 10 o'clock, and so to continue our celebratory weekend from Suffolk here on BBC Radio 3, time for a concert recorded earlier this evening in the Snape Maltings Concert Hall. It's presented from the stage by Andrew McGregor.
Welcome to this Britain Centenary Weekend's second concert of his string quartets. We're going to hear the Kous Quartet performing Britain's third quartet from the last year of his life, finished during the composer's final visit to Venice and with the last movement haunted by music from his operatic swan song, Death in Venice. Before it, the Kous Quartet's going to play another valedictory work by one of the composers Britain adored above all others, Franz Schubert. His G major quartet, Deutsch 887, was his 15th and last from 1826. And like Britain, Schubert wasn't to live long enough to hear his final string quartet performed in public. Britain's affinity with and his adoration of Schubert is pretty well known, and you don't need to read anything he said about Schubert. Just listen to the recordings of Britain playing Schubert's piano parts for the song cycle Winterreiser with Peter Piers, or the Arpeggione Sonata with Rostropovich, and you're left in no doubt as to how deeply he felt the musical connection to Schubert's world. In his acceptance speech for the Aspen Award in 1964, Britain told his Colorado audience that he thought the most productive 18 months in musical history was the period in which Schubert wrote Winterreiser, the great C major symphony, the last trilogy of piano sonatas, and the C major string quintet. The standard of inspiration, of magic, is miraculous, Britain said, and past all explanation. For most string players, certainly, I suspect that Schubert's G major quartet comes from the same exalted source of inspiration and shares both the epic dramatic scale and the emotional darkness and uncertainty of those final works. From the start, there's a struggle between major and minor, destabilizing the tonality of the whole work. And that sense of uneasiness continues throughout the four movements all the way to the rondo-like finale. To perform Schubert's G major string quartet, Deutsch 887, please welcome the Kous Quartet. They've flown in from three German cities and Edinburgh to be with us. Violinists Jana Kous and Oliver Villa, viola player William Coleman, and cellist Mikhail Haknazarian.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Franz Schubert's
15th and final string quartet, his G major quartet, Deutsch 887. We've just heard it performed for us live at the Snake Maltings Concert Hall by the Kuss Quartet. And that work was finished in June 1826. Schubert died 185 years ago this week on the 19th of November, 1828. This is BBC Radio 3's Britain 100 Weekend in partnership with Aldborough Music. I'm Andrew McGregor here at Snake Maltings Concert Hall for our second Britain Quartet concert given by the Kuss Quartet from Germany. If you missed last night's concert from the Ben Yunus Quartet of Britain and Purcell, you can listen again online. Just go to the Radio 3 homepage and prepare to be seriously diverted while you're there with all the documentaries, slideshows, highlights and complete performances that we've already put there from this Britain 100 Weekend. When Schubert wrote that final G major quartet we just heard, his health was failing, and he told friends that he felt he was near death. Almost a century and a half later, Benjamin Britten seems to have been in a not dissimilar position, experiencing pain and discomfort after his heart operation, and increasingly aware of his own mortality. It was 30 years since he'd written his second string quartet. And Britten finished his third in 1975, during his final visit to his beloved Venice that November. His opera, Death in Venice, haunts the last movement which Britten dedicated to the city with its title, La Serenissima. He quotes from the opera, using the barcarolle music, the rocking of the gondolas. The variations and bass in the Passacaglia recall the second quartet, Britten's tribute to Purcell. But they're also in E major, the character Aschenbach's signature tonality in the opera. And it quotes the phrase when Aschenbach sings, "I love you," to the youth Tadzio. It's tempting to hear this as a touching farewell to Peter Peirce, some commentators have. The five movements of the third quartet lead to comparisons with Alban Berg's lyric suite, with its own fleeting references to an opera, Wagner's Tristan. David Matthews, though, thinks it's actually Britten's last tribute to classical sonata form, beginning in darkness with obscure tonality. I like what Arnold Whittle has said about the first movement, duets, that it's an ambiguous aquarelle, the gentle wash of Venetian canals juxtaposed with the more turbulent tides of Aldborough. The three middle movements are almost like intermezzi, two scherzos framing a central slow movement, which echoes with the birdsong Britten heard while he was writing it at his new house in Horam. The second scherzo is a sardonic burlesque before the finale takes us to Venice in November. Please welcome back the Kuss Quartet to perform Benjamin Britten's String Quartet No. 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
La Serenissima, Benjamin Britten's subtitle for the last movement of his string quartet number 3 from 1975, one of his final works. He died 2 weeks before it was given its first performance by the Amadeus Quartet, and here in Snape Concert Hall as part of Radio 3's Britten Centenary Weekend, we've just heard it played by the Kuss Quartet. Here they come back onto the stage. Violinists Jana Kuss and Oliver Villa, viola player William Coleman, and cellist Mikhail Hakhnazarian. Britten's last string quartet after the final quartet of his beloved Franz Schubert. A pretty powerful combination. And Jana Kuss was telling me earlier they've never played the Schubert G major in the first half of the concert before. It felt very good before Britten's aching farewell to Venice, Peter Pears, and possibly to life itself. Well, there's just one of Britten's quartets left to be performed at this Britten 100 weekend, the first quartet, which falls to members of Ensemble 360 in tomorrow morning's concert, live from the concert hall here at Snape. The first quartet and Britten's three divertimenti, followed by the piano quintet by Britten's great friend in Soviet Russia, Dmitri Shostakovich. And as the Kuss Quartet bows low and the applause here in the concert hall continues, we'll be back here live at 11 a.m. Do join us if you can.
Andrew McGregor at the Snape Maltings Concert Hall. You're listening to the Britten Centenary Weekend from Suffolk here on BBC Radio 3. Peter Peers and Benjamin Britten with the second of Joseph Haydn's English canzonettas, The Wanderer, that recording from 1962.